Om Shanti. Good morning. Today is 1st August. Magic of blessings. May you play an all-rounder part, the same as the Father, with your flying stage as a ruler of the globe. May you play an all-rounder part, the same as the Father, with your flying stage as a ruler of the globe. So the explanation is, just as the Father is an all-rounder actor, he can be the friend and also the Father. In the same way, those with a flying stage will be able to play their parts perfectly anytime there is need for any type of service. So Baba is saying, just as the Father is an all-rounder actor, he can be a friend and also the Father. In the same way, those with a flying stage will be able to play their parts perfectly anytime there is a need for any type of service. This is called being an all-round flying bird. All-round flying bird. They would be free from bondage to such an extent that they would go to wherever there is service to be done. They would be free from the bondage to such an extent that they would go to wherever there is service to be done. They will be successful in every type of service. They are called rulers of the globe, all-round actors. They are called rulers of the globe, all-round actors. So Baba is talking today about all-rounder service, all-round actors. So who's an all-rounder? All-rounder is a person who has the abilities to perform different type of services or different type of work. When this word all-rounder comes, whom do we remember? All-rounder Dadi. What else? Seniors, Dadis. First of all, in Laukik world, when this all-rounder word comes, it comes in cricket. A person who is doing batting and bowling both very well is known as an all-rounder cricket player. And if we see a mother of the house, she is also all-rounder. She performs so many things. She performs household work, she cooks food, she prepares tiffin, she would wash clothes, she would iron clothes, she has the economy in the hand, she has the social things in her hand. When anything goes wrong, she also becomes an electrician and she tries to work up with the things. And she would teach the children. She would do so many things. So a mother of the house is also an all-rounder. And as we said, when this word all-rounder comes, we remember all-rounder Dadi. So this all-rounder Dadi, I was just reading about her yesterday. She is a Laukik mother of Gulzar Dadi. And why did Baba named her all-rounder? Because Baba found that she had experience in different type of services. So Baba named her all-rounder. And Baba had given her 17 type of services in Yajna. Dadi used to perform in a day 17 type of services in 17 different departments. So she was named as all-rounder Dadi. And she was very brave and she would walk straight. That much courage she had. And when Dadi was supposed to go to Delhi Pandav Bhavan for further services, there was a meeting and Baba asked ki who will take the charge of Dadi's services. So 3-4 brothers raised their hands. And Dadi, who was doing alone that 17 services, was divided amongst 3-4 brothers. So that much was Dadi's dedication towards Yajna. And Dadi never liked laziness. She was always alert, she was always active, she was never found sitting idly. She was always seen either giving toli or giving knowledge or reading murlis. This was her timetable of the day. And Jagdish Bhai also writes that he had so much respect for her because she was so much dedicated for Yajna service. And 1993 she left the body in Global Hospital. And the sister whom Dadi used to stay with, she says that even Gulzar Dadi was there, but all-rounder Dadi, when she left, the moment she left, our carefree attitude went away with her, because we were very carefree because Dadi was there. So everything was put on her, like she will do it. When she is there, things will be all right. But when Dadi left, our carefree attitude also went. And Dadi had lot of love for Kumaris, and she used to give special sustenance to Kumaris. In one of the experience I read that how to iron clothes, no? She never used to iron her sarees. She used to keep it under the pillow, press it so that it becomes straight. So that was economy, how she used to do in yagya. So this was all rounder Dadi. And as he said that all our seniors and Dadis, other Dadis also. A very big example is Dadi Janki in front of us right now. As Baba is telling us here, that they don't have any bondage to such an extent that they will go anywhere for the service. And Dadi, if you see, she has no bondage of her age. 102, 103 years of age, she's traveling everywhere. She has no bondage to the family or any attachments. She has no bondage to her illnesses of the body. She has so many complications on and off. But she is very carefree. She goes anywhere for service. And even when she is unwell, she wants to meet the children. She wants to meet everybody. And Hansa Ben says that you all are her medicine. That's how Dadi's attitude is. And now she has gone to London. And from London she'll be going to somewhere else for teacher's retreat. So how she is traveling, no bondage of the age, of illness, nothing. So she is also a very good example of a all-rounder server. So what are the qualities of an all-rounder server? What could be the qualities? What could be the specialities of a soul who is an all-rounder server? Adjustment, yes, able to adjust. What else? Ready to do everything, ever ready. Baba always says, no haji, if any seva, if any service is given to you, you should be ready to do that. What else? Athak, yes. Tireless. What else? Spontaneous, yes. Ready to do things spontaneously. What else? They will do things from heart, not to show off to people. That is because of their dedication towards yagya and their love for yagya. What else? They will teach others also, right? So I've just taken the word all-rounder here and made like this. So first I took it as A, accurate, and brother said adjustment, so even that can come as A. So they are very accurate in their services. They will hardly make any mistakes. So means they are very perfect. Whatever they'll be doing, they are very perfect, because they know it's God's yagya and where we are working. So no mistakes should happen. And that accuracy you will see in an all-rounder server. The next is loyalty. That person will be very loyal, very honest. Like he said that it is not to show off that I am doing service, but I am doing service for him. I am doing service for Baba. So that loyalty will be there, that honesty, that faith will be there in all-rounder server. Trust, trusty. So third is lovable. If you do such services, everybody loves you in the yagya. If you see some soul working nicely and doing all the services besides his own department, going and doing some other services, you will become lovable. Like when Dadi was given them 17 services, she would cut the vegetables, she would buy the vegetables, she would serve the food, she would take care of the security, she would buy the grains, clean the grains, she would give knowledge, she would give classes. So many different services all around the Dadi used to do. So when you do such service, then all people, your Brahmin family starts loving you. So all around the server becomes lovable. And then next is respectful. Obviously when people see you doing service, so you become respectful. And also this person gives respect, because when you have to come into the field of service, that respect has to be there amongst us. If we don't have respect then there will be clashes of sanskars. So this soul will be very respectful and always giving respect to others. So he or she will be respectful. Then obedience, same as loyal. It'll be very obedient. Like if you see Mama, how obedient she was. Whatever Baba used to say, Mama used to say, Haji. Whether it is a seva of preparing, as we know the different stories, like Baba had ordered that he wanted some 12 paintings, and the Mama said, Haji, we will prepare. Whether it was halwa, and children had left and some people had come for in Madhuban, but Mama said yes. And how that faith was there, how that obedience was there. Then unique, such personalities are very unique. I was just remembering Boli Dadi. She was also like that. She had no purusharth as such of sitting and remembering Baba in yoga or like that. But she was so dedicated to her service, a unique personality, that Baba loved her so much that if you go to her at any time and ask for food or tea or anything, she would prepare immediately. So such all-rounder servers are unique. There won't be many, there would be few. And as he said, they will share knowledge. K is silent, but it's knowledgeable. They will share their knowledge. And one more thing, knowledge about different services, different fields. Like all-rounder Dadi had experience in different field of services. That's why she was named as all-rounder. So knowledgeable. These souls are very knowledgeable in different services, like giving speeches, when it comes to arranging programs. Everybody does not have that administrative qualities, but such soul will have that administrative quality. And they are knowledgeable. Then obviously determined and dedicated. Here in Vardhan Baba is saying Brahma Baba, how dedicated he was. You know? Brahma Baba, how dedicated, determined, that it is God's yagya, nothing will go wrong. And how he also did different services and showed children, and how we learn from Brahma Baba that we also have to do service. So they are determined, they are dedicated. Then enthusiasm. If you don't have enthusiasm, then you won't be interested in doing service. One has to be very interested to do services and go out of way. Otherwise, if there is laziness, then with some burden, I will complete only my work and my department work. I will not go. But who is very enthusiastic, you will see that person working in his department. He would go for roti seva. He would go for serving food. He would go for sometimes security. You will see him going. He will go and do guide service. So such soul will be enthusiastic in doing seva. So that interest, that willingness will be there. So such souls are enthusiastic. And R I took as resilient. When you come in the field of seva, there has to be resilience in that soul. Otherwise, you won't be able to adjust, as we say. So bouncing back, if something happens, it's not that I will not do this service now. Obviously, you come back, if something happens, you just resolve it and come back and then do service. Just extension of this, that who can be an all-rounder server? All-rounder server will have unlimited disinterest, vairagya, unlimited disinterest from this world. If I have a lot of interest in this laukic world, then my all attention goes out. Then I won't be interested in doing service for Baba. So I have unlimited disinterest from outside world. Then I'll be able to be all-rounder server. And next is detachment. Detachment to the body, detachment to the bodily relationships. Means if I take care of myself, if you see Dadi Janki, if she will not have detachment to her body, how will she do service? She's very detached to her body, whatever is happening to her. Like that, an all-rounder server also. If I am attached to my body, then I will continuously take care of my body, think of my body and how to keep it healthy, how to nourish it and so many things. So detachment from the body and detachment from bodily relationships also. It's not that if I have attachment to some soul, I will go and do service only in that department because he or she is my friend. So that detachment from bodily relationships, detachment in the Brahmin family also. And third is, as we said, willingness. One has to have that willingness to do, and one has to have that interest of doing service. Then only you can become all-rounder server. And always, one more thing is very important to become all-rounder service, no ego. Like, this is a small service or this is a big service. No, I want to go and give speeches only. I will do only that work. I am a doctor and I will do only that service. I will not go and do roti seva. I will not go and serve food. I will not go and do guide seva. What people will say. So, all this ego problem should not be there. So, that person can become all-rounder server. If we don't have that I, then we become an all-rounder server. So this is today's Vardhan. Blessing, magic of blessing. We'll just read again. Just as the father is an all-rounder actor, he can be the friend and also the father. In the same way, those with a flying stage will be able to play their parts perfectly anytime there is need for any type of service. This is called being an all-round flying bird. They would be free from the bondage to such an extent that they would go to wherever there is service to be done. They will be successful in every type of service. They are called rulers of the globe, all-rounder actors. Om Shanti.